You know, we gather together and enter into the Word of God, and the Word of God first telling us about the early Christian community and how they celebrated the love of Jesus Christ together, and they literally were in love with each other. Entonces recordamos en la primera carta de San Juan que la comunidad de Jesucristo tienen un amor muy especial para uno y otro. And so that's actually what draws us together. And the Acts of the Apostles, los Hechos de los Apóstoles, those are very special moments for us to remember in Holy Scripture. That's why we need to be a people who read the Word of God regularly and make the Word of God a part of our lives. And then we hear in the Gospel of St. John one of the resurrection stories that was really cherished by the early church. It was a moment in which we encounter the disciples first hearing that Jesus, or seeing Jesus risen from the dead. Jesus risen from the dead. I mean, that's actually what needs to be burning in our hearts. So, Jesucristo resucitado. Jesucristo en medio de los apóstoles resucitado. Jesucristo, el amor de Dios, presente con ellos. And so here we have the Easter symbol of the resurrection. Esta es la vela de la Pascua, el símbolo de la resurrección. So this symbolizes for us Jesus. Jesus risen from the dead. And that's why it is lit here in the sanctuary right now. Also symbolized with us is the baptism font. And in this baptism font, we are born again in Jesus, but we also rise with him. Entonces, en esta fuente de bautismo, tenemos la promesa de resucitar con Jesucristo. This is the moment of faith. So as we enter into the Gospel of St. John, we hear that Jesus appeared to the apostles, but Thomas was not there. And of course, we hear that he said to them first, "Peace be with you." And that peace, by the way, is the peace of heaven. That's what he offers us today in this Divine Mercy Sunday. Entonces, Cristo Jesús en el Evangelio ha dicho a los discípulos, paz, la paz sea siempre con ustedes. La paz del cielo. So that is actually what joins us here today, the peace of Christ. And it's his peace that's meant to touch our hearts. That all the stuff that happens in our lives that can really rile us up and really make us confused is about the resurrection. It's about the resurrection. Jesus risen from the dead. Because in that moment, everything changed. Everything changed. Because until then, there was only death. Now imagine your lives without the resurrection. Imagine what life would be like without the resurrection. Imagine Jesus not coming and not rising from the dead. It is the hope and the promise that changes everything. Entonces, cuando recordamos que Cristo ha resucitado, en realidad, ya sabemos que tenemos una promesa increíble que cambia la vida completamente. Con Jesucristo tenemos esperanza en nuestras vidas. Que todo lo que tenemos en esta vida no es solamente que hay promesa, hay Dios, hay la resurrección. So, in the Gospel, as we heard, St. Thomas said, "I don't believe it. I don't believe it." And so that becomes a question for us. Do we believe? Do we believe that Jesus is risen from the dead? And do we believe that by our baptisms, we have the promise of sharing in the resurrection of Jesus? Because it changes everything if we believe. And if we do not believe, then what do we have? ¿Qué tenemos si no creemos que Cristo ha resucitado? ¿Qué tenemos? En realidad, nada. Nada. And so, Jesus appears again, we hear, the next week. Thomas is with them. And where does Jesus go first? Right to Thomas. That's also what he does for us. When we doubt God's love in our lives, when we doubt God working in our lives, when we doubt when things get tough in our lives, Jesus comes directly to us and he says, put your hand into my side. Stop disbelieving and believe. Wow! I just couldn't stand it anymore. I had to do it. I mean, really, Jesus coming to us personally. And so our wounds touch his wounds. Our moments of failure and weakness are touched by his wounds on the cross. And that's where his grace happens. That's where his love happens. Entonces, cuando tocamos Jesucristo resucitado y los momentos de sufrimiento en sus manos y aquí también en su cuerpo, es un momento en que Cristo también nos toca nuestras lágrimas, nuestras dificultades, nuestros problemas. Y Él ha dicho a nosotros que creemos en Él, porque si creemos en Él, hay vida eterna. And St. Thomas, of course, we hear, touches Jesus. And Jesus, of course, touches him. Can you imagine the look Jesus gazed on Thomas and the love he had for him? The change that happened with him? The love, that special gift of love that he gives to him? And Thomas says, my Lord and my God. He speaks for all of us. My Lord and my God. Dios mío. Señor nuestro. That is who we are called to be. Believers in Jesus risen from the dead. Now, my young people, you're also praying to meet Jesus and his Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation. And the confirmation of faith that happened for St. Thomas in that moment when he declared, my Lord and my God, you also are declaring today. And so I ask you, what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you are praying for?
Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, fire, and fear of the Lord.
Let's give him a hand for that. So the gift of wisdom to know God's plan. The gift of understanding to be able to follow God's plan. The gift of knowledge that you have something special in Jesus himself. The gift of counsel so that when there's difficult moments, you can touch the wounds of Jesus and he will touch you. The gift of fortitude, the strength to be able to speak the name of Jesus at your schools. A couple of them just passed out. To be able to also have the strength and the courage to know that Jesus loves you, and thus being a person of piety, a person of prayer, a person of the Word of God, and a person who attends Mass every Sunday at very least, if not more, and receives Holy Communion. And then, of course, the fear of the Lord, that we know we are God's creation. God loves us. God loves us. And God has created us today. Every day, God creates us.
Entonces rezamos para estos jóvenes que ellos reciben todos los regalos del Espíritu Santo, la sabiduría también, la ciencia, el conocimiento, el consuelo, la fortaleza, la piedad y también el temor de Dios. Entonces la comunidad de fe rezan por ellos, que ellos pueden tocar
Jesucristo y recibir su Espíritu en esta manera, en este momento. So we pray for you that you may receive the gifts of the Spirit. So I'm going to ask you, just you, to stand, the candidates.